Do Not Adjust That Dial, Craig remixed the intro.
G-O-G-P Show.
God damn it, Craig. What the hell was that? I don't know what you're into. That's almost a little too much, huh? You expect me to talk over that to open up every single episode from now on? It's way more distracting. I know he wanted to add drums. What the hell, man? You're a goddamn rave. I should be doing some ketamine now. Every time to start the show, I should be in a K-hole. Listening to that, and what's with the intro? The first part's a mess. The first part of that song is a mess. Can you just play it again? Just start it off. What is that? That's a mess. That's that hi-hat sound. That's just doesn't flow at all. This is a disaster. Like it comes into its own near the end there. Like you gave it some bass and all that. This is a mess. See, someone gets better here. This is where it kind of picks up. See, it's all right here. It kind of flows. Now it's starting to flow, but that whole first half is garbage. Like, you might have to redo the whole damn thing. And no, we're not changing the name of the show. You probably just want to sabotage the theme song. Just so I'll change the theme. Just so I'll change. You want me to change the theme song? Might as well change the show title? I don't think so. It's not going to happen. See, right now, it's pumping. People in their garages listening. They could dance. Maybe, hold on. Maybe I can turn up the bass on this. Nope, never mind. There we go. How's that? Oh, my God. It's redlining. I can see it. Craig, this is absurd. It's absurd. Like, are you just trying to get the point across that this show is better heard while you're drunk and high? Well, it is. That's a fact. That's a fact. You don't want to be sober listening to this show. It will not make sense. It'll not be as good. So drink that shot. Smoke from that pipe. Come on. Sit back and enjoy the show. Or if you're in your garage or in your basement, well, you can replay the theme song again. You know, Craig, I could spend the entire episode breaking down and just dissecting that theme song. The intro is trash. Like the first part. And that's like the hook. It's a theme song. You want it to start on a good note, not lead in, not end with the best part. I always talk over that crap anyway. So tinker with that. Go, I don't know what you do. Like, goddamn. You think you're like Trent Reznor or something over there. Well, I got a lot of messages saying that I'm too mean to you, Craig. So I'm going to try to be nice. I'm going to try to speak. When I speak to you, I'm going to use a smile like this. See? You can just feel the pleasantness in my voice. So it's good to see you. Good to see you. You're still well. Yes? Excellent. Excellent. Excellent to hear. You know, there goes the smile. My dog was barking the other Well, yesterday my dog was barking, so I went and I looked outside to see what was going on. And there was like a kid in front of my house, like on the road. And he was pulling like this wagon of sorts behind him, like a half wagon. I think it had like two wheels, not four. A little tiny wagon he was pulling. And I see him with his bare hand rubbing the schnock. It's coming down his, you know, it's like on his mustache area. But he was like a boy. A little boy, no mustache. The snot was running down his face onto his lip. And he was wiping it with his bare hands. I'm like, what the hell is this kid doing? And he stops. He lets go of the handle. He walks to the back of his wagon. And he pulls out a paper. Yes, the same hand with all his schnot on it. He grabs a paper, and he starts walking up my driveway, up the sidewalk, right to the door, and he plops that thing right down. God damn it, son of a bitch. And then he just goes on his way, and he goes to the neighbors, and so on, so forth. He goes and he collects his 12 cents for his paper route. Then I have to go put on a hazmat suit, put on some gloves. You know, I grab like a bag. You see those people walking their dog? And when they pick up their crap, their dog's crap, they have to like invert the bag and they reach and they use their hand to scoop up the duty and then they like close the bag around it and then they put it in their pocket. That's what I had to do. I open up the door. I have like a Safeway bag or, you know, like a plastic grocery bag. And I invert it, and I pick up the paper, and then I proceed to throw it right in the trash. Like, if you want me to get sick, just cough in my face. Stupid paper. Nobody reads that crap anyways. Who even reads newspapers anymore? What am I, 72? What am I going to learn? God damn it. It's probably all car ads and stop with the paper. I hate that paper. On a windy day, they come and plop that thing right down on my front, right in front of the door, and the wind takes it, and then the neighbors are all mad because my paper's all over their yard. Stop with the paper, please. I hope they're listening. Hope they're listening. Greg, I was hoping we'd do some gambling on this show. Yeah, some gambling. I don't know what we'll do, maybe. I was thinking Mortal Kombat, but, you know, we tested these things out before the show. Mortal Kombat, it's like super fast. It's hard to do commentary because the matches are like 20 seconds long. Yeah. For the Genesis, Mortal Kombat 2, you can simulate the fights. Yeah, you can simulate it. How? Well, you need to access the secret menu. You go to the options. You go to the highlight the done. And you push left, down, left, right, down, right, left, left, right, right. And it opens up a secret set of options, and you can simulate. Yeah, you can turn on fatalities, do all that stuff. We're watching it. It wasn't that great though. Wasn't that fun to bet on? So what we did? We hooked up Nintendo 64. We hooked up one of those. We got this little game called WWF No Mercy, and we're gonna simulate some matches in that. Maybe probably one. In the testing, the matches ran pretty long. So if it gets too boring, whatever, we'll just end the show. We'll end the show mid-match, because I'm not going to have, like, a two-hour show commentating wrestling. 64-bit wrestling. It's not going to happen. But we'll try to gamble on that. What do you got, 50? Okay. I got a 52. We'll put a 50 on a match. We'll do some gambling. People loved the last one where we gambled on the hockey, on the N64 and the NBA Live 95. People love that. It's like one of the most popular, I know, sports. People hate sports, they claim, out there among the fan base. But yet, it's one of the most popular episodes. And it's probably going to win a podcast award. A potty. That's right. Take a trip to the potties. We'll get the speech. Oh, thank you, Craig. You'll be in the speech, don't worry. You're vital. Oh, yeah. Vital. I got to talk with a smile. You're vital. Nah, no Instagram. I'm not doing this one on the Instagram Live. I don't feel like it. I barely feel like doing this show. I'll be honest. I don't know why. I'm just so sick of winter. Everywhere else I see, it's sunny. People are, you know, mowing their lawn. I'm still shoveling this stupid walkway. So the disease spreader of a newspaper carrier can do its thing. It sucks. definitely the dog days of winter. It's still winter where I live, okay? I wish the consoles could be doing a little bit more for us stuck at home. You know, fearing for our lives. I say you know too much. Craig, I wish you had a button. And every time I say you know, you could buzz it. Because I say it too much. I gotta work on that. It's probably annoying everyone. It's like one of those vocal tics. And I when I listen to stuff, I pick up on those so quickly and it just drives me nuts. You know, it's all I can hear. When I'm listening to some shows or watching TV and their vocal tics, they'll say like or what. Not what. They'll say like and as if or you know. I got to work on that and I'm trying to catch myself. I just caught myself there, which brings up this whole conversation. So Craig, maybe, you're not that invested in the show though. I doubt you're not listening to every word that I'm saying. So it's not going to work. But anyway, you know what you know. And I just wish the consoles were doing more, you know, Hollywood. I suck. Hollywood, they're stepping up their game. They're giving us all these movies. Sure, you have to pay for it. But you don't have to go to the theater and get like touched with a disease hand. They're making it these movies available, like Invisible Man. I watched that already and a whole bunch. I don't know what else. The Hunt. I know my girlfriend's into some. I still believe I saw the picture for that one. I was like, no effing way am I watching that. But Hollywood, the point is Hollywood is doing their part. What are the consoles doing? Nothing. ESPN's doing something. Disney Plus, they release Frozen 2 and that Onward movie. They push that up for people to stay at home, just encourage people to stay quarantined, self-isolated. ESPN, they're moving up that Michael Jordan documentary that I'm sure everyone listening will be watching. Video game consoles, they're not doing anything. What's Nintendo doing? They should be littering us with games on their online service. I don't think they've done a damn thing. They give us, one game every 3 months now? It's ridiculous. What a tease, Nintendo. I would have canceled that stupid service if it didn't renew automatically. They took another $25 off my credit card. Sons of bitches. I don't play it. I really just no need to play it. When you have the NES Classic little machine and the Super Nintendo Classic machine, you don't need it. You just emulate. If you know how to emulate, you don't need it. God damn it. You know, like, I just did it again. Thank you, Craig. The Xbox and Sony, they could be doing something. Why not give the, what is it called, PS Plus and Xbox Live? Give those away for free for a few months. Have people gaming online. Keep us inside. Come on. Why aren't they doing anything? Give us some free games. I want some free stuff. I can't be that far off, right? Craig doesn't really care. Anyway, you may have seen hashtag, was it hash fartgate going around? Yes. We all know the Kron tooted on his show. It was probably a stinky one. Rumors are over at Shart Select it was a shart, but I think that's just a ploy for some self promotion. In fact, Shart is the name of their show. I did get a statement from Justin at the Lit Gaming Arena, but I don't know. Craig was too busy remixing the theme song to pull the stupid clip. All right, no, Craig's a good guy though. He's a good guy. He did. He's trying. I don't know if that was good. Is the theme song good? Can't decide. So we're gonna do the gambling. We're gonna watch some wrestling. We'll watch video game wrestling. You don't know the outcome. Who knows? And then I'll do some commentary. Unless Craig, you want to hop on the commentary? No, he's shaking his head. What happened to your Mel Gibson button? You're not doing your job. You want to do some commentary? No! That's right. God, that's loud. That hurt. It didn't really spike the recording here, but my monitors, felt like a jet taking off. Oh, I got something else planned. Maybe we should just do this now. Let's do this now. over the course of the last few episodes, there's been a little theme. Actually, the whole season, maybe, there's been a voice acting theme. We had Rated F, who was a potential... he seeks a career in voice acting. And him and I, we did some voice acting together. And it was really good. And then Patrick Hickey Jr. joined the show like a week ago. And he has done voice acting. So right now I want to bring up something that's been done a million times by probably every podcast. You've heard it, but it needs to be brought up continually. It's the bad voice acting from NBA 2K15. And if you never heard this, you're in for a treat. It's awful. Like, basketball players are amazing athletes. I would never poke fun of them to their face, but luckily they're not here and they're too busy, probably in isolation. They're not playing right now. Obviously, that's why we have to simulate sports on retro gaming consoles. Yes, they're star-studded athletes, but actors, they are not. They are not. Okay, this is from a real game. This is the actual sounds from the game, the voices from the game. And go on YouTube, you could watch it, because it's horrible. Hold on, I need a drink. If your mouth gets really dry, you start to get that gross sound, and we don't need that. So here we go. Let's start this off. Who's first? Who's first? DeMarcus Cousins, a.k.a. Boogie Cousins. I don't think he's on a team right now. He was on the Lakers, and then last year he was on the Golden State Warriors. Injury-prone kind of guy. Feel bad for him. He's always hurt, but he wants to be good. You know, he wants to be in the game. Anyway, enough about him. Here's his voice acting, all right?
It's the cycle of life, man.
Now, that's the professional voice actor. He's after this.
The old model goes by the wayside so the new model can come up and bask in glory.
Here he is.
You'll be smelling my exhaust real soon.
I know you think that makes sense, but I'm here to tell you that that's some of the softest trash talking I ever heard. I guess I have to show you exactly what the old model still got.
Oh, that's great. That's some classic mumbling. Let me introduce the next one as Boogie Cousins. We have Al Jefferson. He's a retired basketball player right now. So he is in the game from 2015. Take away Al Jefferson.
Yo, so what's up? It's not every day that you in the hood.
Just wanted to drop a little knowledge your way. We are in an exclusive club. Lots of people think that the exclusive NBA life club is easy, but I know different. There are ups and downs, pressure. Most people got no clue about. Want to make sure you're doing okay.
What?
Oh, yeah, man, I'm good.
All right, because if I have to learn anything, it's that you have to tune out the noise. Only thing that matter is what happened between the lines. Do the work, listen to the coaching, and the result will take care of themselves. Because at the end of the day, it's not about the money, the nice hotel, the private jets. Remember that, and you'll be fine, okay?
Remember that. Remember that, and you'll be fine. These guys did not want a second take. They just... Who knows? There's probably some union thing. You get one take, they just mumble their way through it. They're definitely reading while they're reciting these lines. You can hear them stumble through words. Like me. Anyway, here's number four, J.R. Smith. He's not even on a team. He's not good. No, he sucks.
I like what I saw on the boards out there tonight.
Here he is.
Yeah, well, it wasn't enough to win.
Don't worry about that. If everyone was working as hard as you were, we'd have been fine.
Maybe.
No, maybe about it. A man that crashes the boards is a man that's gonna have a long career in this league. Trust me.
Both sides.
I've seen it. That effort gets noticed by teammates, opponents, and GMs all over.
Nope, that just ended abruptly. There you go. Great effort, J.R. Smith. Next up, Eric Gordon.
Oh my, someone called the National Weather Service. We had an unanticipated storm in the building tonight.
Oh, I want to hear that again. Oh my, so much enthusiasm. This guy's the opposite. He's like overacting it. Oh my.
Homeboy was running three.
Oh, started again.
He's down on
oh,
these.
Oh crap. There we go.
Oh my, someone called the National Weather Service. We had an unanticipated storm in the building tonight. Homeboy was raining threes down on these fools. Bam, bam, bam,
bam.
One after another. They'll lose track of you and boom, another one. That was sweet to see. You keep shooting like that, it's going to make a huge...
Who did you say that was sweet to see? Oh, boy. One take. That was sweet to see.
A huge difference for us.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
Don't give me that all shucks act now. Not after a game like that.
Hey, I'm just trying to help the team win, bro.
And you did. Good job.
Thanks, dog.
That was sweets. This is real. This was a real game that a lot of people play. A lot of people love NBA 2K series. And this was the effort that these guys put into it. You know, All right, next up, what do we have? Markieff Morris of the Los Angeles Lakers. Take it away, Markieff.
Who'd have thought?
Who'd have thought?
That a young buck like you
What was that? Who'd have thought? Oh, the opening lines are always the best. The opening words. What do you say?
You could actually do the right
thing. No, restart it.
Who'd have thought?
Who'd have thought?
What?
That a who'da young thought? Buck like you could actually do the right thing and avoid getting his butt kicked out the game.
I had a teammate hold me back. He told me to chill.
I sound like a wise fella. To win in this league, you need all the hands on deck. Good call, Chuck.
Thanks for the assist.
That's how we do, squad.
That's how we do, squat. What the hell is that? What do you say, squat? Is that a thing? I'm not in the basketball culture. Maybe that's a thing. Squat. That's cool. That is cool. All right, here. The last clip. We got one more clip. This one is the PS de Resistance, everybody. Dion Waiters. This is what made this game famous. He pretty much did the exact same scene as the last guy, Markieff Morris. And was his take on it any better? Well, let's find out. Take it away, Mr. Dion Waiters of the LA Lakers. Take it away.
Who have thought
about what?
That a young buck like you could actually do the right thing and avoid. Oh,
what the hell did he say? Play that again.
Who have thought? That a young buck like you could actually do the right thing and avoid getting his sorry butt kicked out the game.
He told me to chill.
Sounds like a wise fella to win in this league. You need all hands on deck. Good call. Check it.
The ref should have checked his self. He was trash all night.
Only thing we can control there is ourselves. Forget the ref, the fan, even the opponent. Handle your business, and the rest will take care of itself. All right?
I guess so.
Oh, we need to break this down. I love that. We need to break this down. Okay, I'm gonna. Maybe I'll cha cha da 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 da. I'll try to translate what he's trying to say here. Ready?
Who have thought?
Okay, who have thought? Okay, you writing this down? Who have thought?
About what?
About what?
That a young buck like you could actually do the right thing and avoid getting his sorry butt kicked out the game.
That's a long sentence. That a young buck like you could avoid getting hit. And he kind of just runs out of fuel there. And picks it back up. And notice how the professional guy's just talking right over Dion Waiters there. He's just running his lines right over Dion Waiters' lines. What a disaster.
Tell me to chill.
Sounds like a wise fella to win.
Sounds like a wise fella to win.
You need all hands on deck.
All hands
Good
on
call.
Deck.
Good call. Check it.
All hands on deck. Good call. Check it. It doesn't make any sense. This cannot be what the script says. And they just kept it in.
Ref should have checked his cell. He was trash all night.
Only thing we can control there is ourselves. Forget the ref, the fan, even the opponent.
Forget the ref, the fan, and the opponent. There's only one ref, one fan, and one opponent. Oh, that's the best.
Handle your business, and the ref will take.
It's none of your business.
Take care of yourself, all right?
All right.
I guess so.
He just said, I guess so, because he doesn't know what the hell Dion Waiters is talking about. Unbelievable. What a game. Yeah, that's real. rated F. You got your work cut out for you. I mean, you have to top that. It's pretty incredible. That out of here. Get that out of here. Who have thought? I love that. I love that. Let's get to big friend, big fan of the show, Chris Grinnell. He's a developer on, or he was a developer on Killzone 2 and a bunch of other games. He said that the Xbox Series X power advantage over the PlayStation 5 is staggering. Staggering. He doesn't even know why people are saying that the PS5 is more powerful than the Xbox. He blames the fanboys. And I kind of know what he's talking about. People are loyal. I'm loyal to Xbox. I bought my first Xbox when I was in high school with my own money. It's the first console that I sprang for with my own cash out of pocket. So I have kind of like a, you know, a sort of loyalty. I like that. I had the Xbox and I stuck with it to the 360, and I have the One. Well, I had the Xbox One until my console stopped working. So now I'm stuck playing PS4. But I don't really care. Does it really matter what you play? What's more powerful? Well, if you want that, but people don't even care. If you have a PS4 now and you hate Xbox, you're not going to get an Xbox Series X. Xbox Series X. You're not going to get that just because it's more powerful. You're going to stick with what brand you're loyal to, and that's PlayStation, no matter what. So that's what it comes down to. No one's jumping at this point, but I could see the Xbox winning the next generation because it always goes back and forth. Like when the Xbox first came out, they were competing with the PS2. So obviously the PS2 won that one. And then what happened the next go around? The 360 whooped the PS3's butt. Whooped it. Opened a can of whoop ass. And then we all know what happened the next generation. PS4, well, it's dominating. So I could see it swinging back. It just swings back and forth. People with a PS4, they probably hate it right now, and they're like, I'm gonna go try Xbox again. I hear it's more powerful. But a lot of people I know, the PS4 could just be a turd off the street. A turd off the street from someone's dog with a PS5 logo on it, and they'll still buy it and play games off of it just because it has that logo on it. And that's fine. They can do whatever they want. They're usually not the ones arguing. You get the fanboys. The fanboys, or they'll argue anything. They just need something to talk about. Yeah. They need something to do, just like this show. Are we going to gamble soon? That was pretty funny, eh, Craig? Yeah, what's it called? NBA 2K 15. It's pretty good.
Yeah!
Hey, thanks for joining the show, Craig. Craig, everybody. Welcome. Look great, as usual. Not sick. No mask. I seen you, I made hand sanitizer and I let you borrow some. So perfect. Great to be here with you. Doing a broadcast for the hundreds of millions of fans out there of the GOGP show. By the way, I am the host of this fine podcast. I'm the ghost of Gamer Past. Why am I the ghost of Gamer Past? Why is it called the GOGP show? Because I am the ghost of Gamer Past. This is my damn show. That's why. I use past, ghost of Gamer Past. You know that, of course you know. That whatever, that Charles Dickens book where the guy has the ghosts visiting him. Yeah, that's right. I'm like the ghost from the past that visits people and tells them about the retro game, the history of gaming, because I'm fluent in that. I'm somewhat of a historian of the gaming past myself, and that's why I'm the ghost of Gamer Past, and because I play a lot of old games, okay? There you go. But right now, I've been playing a lot of present stuff, which is fun. It's fun. I could be the ghost of Gamer Present. It still kind of works. It just doesn't flow as much. And plus, I have all the recordings of, you know, GOGP, Ghost of Gamer Past, baby, all that stuff. Unless you want to come, you can come over tomorrow. We'll record all new ones. Hey, Greg, knowing that toilet paper is scarce, it's hard to find, hard to buy. It's like a hot commodity. Do you find that you're like pooping more?
No!
Well, why? You know, I'm having that problem. I can't stop going, and I know it's like, oh no, I got the feeling again. It's not like I'm eating anything different. It's just I have a nervous stomach. I'm nervous that I'm gonna run out of toilet paper, so I have a nervous stomach, which just uses up more toilet paper. It's a cruel logic. It's a cruel loop of like, of duty. I got nothing on that. All right. Well, maybe we should do some gambling. People love that. I'm not on the Instagram live. I see we're like, oh, 30 minutes. How did that happen? How did that happen, Greg? All right. Why don't you play a song? And I will start up the 64 and we'll get the show on the road. We'll get some money. We'll wager some dough. Get some action going. People at home, they could gamble too. I know everyone listens and they get groups. They get like listening parties, even though that's uncalled for. Keep it under 5 peoples, or is it 10? Have they changed it to 5 yet? I don't even know. I'm trying not to bring it up as much. Okay, let's play a song. Thank you. Play a song. Stuck now. Come on. How do I fix this, Craig? Oh, just push the button. Okay. There we go. Is it better? Wow. The song is intense, huh? Okay, here we go. Got this hooked up. It's really loud. All right. Thank you. I got lost in the song. I should have added that. But the sound just keeps invading. Rumble Pack supported. No, thank you. This is the actual console I'm playing on. revolutionary podcasting. Of course, I'm innovating, changing the game once again. It's what I do. It's what I do best. Crap, I keep using the joystick. I'm just setting some options, yeah. Stereo sound, music goes off, yeah. What was I saying? Changing the game. We're gonna gamble. I'm gonna win some money.
Exhibition.
I'm feeling it today. I need that dough. Running low on. Toilet paper. We should just gamble. Toilet paper. How many do you have? I'm talking with an echo here. Okay, there we go. Watch. Rise War Arena? Sure, why not? Is this too loud? Sit down a bit. There we go. It's kind of annoying. Time limit, no limit, count out, hardcore match, yes, pin, yes, submission, okay. Blah, bloodshed, of course, first blood match, no. DQ, no. Which we have? Triple H? Sue Triple H versus Stone Cold Steve Austin. Oh, my mic was down. Crap. Here we go, Triple H versus Steve Austin. It's begun. Here's my 50 bucks. Let me see your 50. I like it. That's a crisp bill. Here comes Triple H. Hold on. Making his way down the aisle, weighing 265 pounds, the game, Triple H. Thank you, Howard Finkel. Howard Finkel on the call, on the announce there. He only shows up to when it counts. And his opponent, making his way down the aisle, from Victoria, Texas, the Rattlesnake, Stone Cold Steve Austin. Oops, I ran out of music there. And we're on. Okay, here we go. Austin's giving Triple H the bird. Oh, Triple H does the crotch chop. Triple H wants to tie up, but he misses. Austin punches him. Now they tie up. Triple H is down with a head sweep maneuver there. They're both on their feet again. Austin kicking the midsection. Oh, they're exchanging chops. Both wrestlers are unfazed. Austin kicks him in the gut. Oh, they're just exchanging fists. Triple H goes down. Austin with a big elbow right on the face in between the eyes. Right between the eyes. Austin ties him up. Oh, a head sweep. A snapmare takedown, whatever that's called. Okay, and they tie up. Once again, I'm a little rusty on the call. Triple H picks him up. Suplex. Big suplex by Triple H. Austin is down. Austin is down. Wait, Sorry. I got Triple H. I ruined the whole bit. Craig. I didn't say who you got. We already worked out who we have. Craig has Stone Cold Steve Austin. I have Triple H, okay? 50 bucks on the line. That's what's going on here. Let's get back to the action at ringside. Here's GOGP with the call. Triple H, big punch. Austin goes down. Austin's back up, though. He's a little staggered, but they lock. They lock up. Austin picks him up. Ah, suplex. A big suplex. Triple H is getting up slowly. Austin's running. But Triple H does a block, and they tie up in the middle of the ring. Austin throws Triple H out of the ring. They're outside the ring on the cement. Oh, and he punches him in the... Triple H punches him in the gut. They lock up. Oh, another snapmare takedown. Triple H is down. He takes a shot to the spine. But he gets right back up, punches Stone Cold. Stone Cold hits him back, and they're exchanging punches once again. And a knee to the head of Stone Cold Steve Austin. They tie up. Austin gets rolled back into the ring by Triple H, and they are back in the squared circle exchanging fists once again. Triple H is getting the worst of it, though, but he does a little sneak. He turns him around, picks him up, shin buster. Austin, not even hurt, gets right back up, and he gouges the eye. He gouges the eye of Triple H, but Triple H is back on his feet. He's up. He's back on his feet. They lock up. Oh, what is this? He's going for a... Oh, he went for like a pile driver, and Austin just slammed him. He countered that one, but Triple H is back on his feet. They lock up again. They're moving towards the ropes. Triple H gets thrown onto the floor. Austin leaves the ring. They're fighting on the outside of the ring. Pandemonium. He gives them the two-finger salute. Triple H moves him around in a big suplex on the cement, on those thin pads. Everybody, there's not much protection on that cement floor, and Triple H just drove Stone Cold into it, but Stone Cold's back on his feet, and Stone Cold gets slammed into the ring pole. Oh, and then the steps. That's 200,000 pounds of pure steel, those cements. They didn't even budge, but Austin somehow gets up and punches Triple H in the balls, and now he's giving him elbows. Triple H is down. Austin, unfazed by Triple H's assault. They're both on their feet exchanging fists outside the ring still, no count out. Austin goes right back into the steel ring post, but he gets back up and punches Triple H. Triple H unfazed, punches them back. This is pandemonium gone wild. Oh, Triple H is trying to get back into the ring. He does. Austin just grabs him and pulls him right back out. He gives him a punch to the solar plexus, another, and then an elbow to the head. Triple H is slow to get up, but he does get up, but Austin still is in control. Nope, Triple H, oh! Triple H with an enziguri to Austin's temple, and Austin looks out on his feet. Oh, Triple H with a big axe handle punch. Stone Cold is down on the outside of the ring. This does not look good for Craig and his $50, because Austin just got atomic drop. He gets up, and he's staggered. Triple H punching. They tie up. Irish whip into the barricade that keeps the fans from the ring. And a big knee to the head. A nice elbow drop. Triple H is in control. Oh, Austin trying to fight back, but he's dazed. They tie up again. They're moving towards the ring post. This cannot be good. Nothing. They're just standing there. Triple H, they both competitors are back in the ring. Wow, what action. Irish rip, reversals. Triple H is into the ropes, but he counters with a knee strike. A jumping, oh, and a double knee drop to the midsection, and then an elbow. Austin, but he gets right back up. The fight in Stone Cold Steve Austin is unparalleled. Austin now trying to fight back with some fists. The Texas Rattlesnake, but Triple H, the cerebral assassin, counters him and gives him a suplex. Austin's down, Triple H picking him up. He's stunned, he's dazed. Austin looks stunned, no pun intended. Oh, but Austin grabbed Triple H's arm. Now he's giving him some shoulder charge. He's hitting him with his shoulder. That's like five. Triple H is down. Austin's grabbing, he's got him in a Boston crab. Oh, Triple H gets out immediately and gives him the DX crotch chop. Austin doesn't like that. He gets up, but he's staggered. He's hurting. Oh, but Austin picks up Triple H and drives him down with a suplex. Austin picks up Triple H off the mat. Triple H looking staggered. Austin, huge lariat. Oh no, this doesn't look good for me. Austin picks up Triple H. He turns him around and a huge punch to the back of the skull. That can't be legal. The ref should intervene here. Triple H reverses the Irish rev. Austin in the corner. Big running punch. But Austin, too tough. He just scoops out Triple H's feet and Triple H is down. Austin picks up Triple H. Under his Helmsley gets driven down with a hip toss. Austin resorting to his Roman Greco roots with a hip toss. And they tie up in the middle of the ring. Austin with an arm breaker maneuver. And Triple H is in pain. He's in agony. Oh, but Triple H back on his feet. They tie up Triple H. Irish whip Austin in the corner. He turns him around. What's he got in store for? He ties up. He's going to pick him up. Austin is sitting on the top turnbuckle. Triple H is looking for a superplex. Superplex. Austin is down. Pin him, Triple H. He doesn't pin him. Austin gets up. What fight in the Rattlesnake? That could have been my $50 right there. Austin fighting back. Triple H too quick. Another suplex on a Stone Cold. Stone Cold's down. He doesn't know where he is. We're 7 minutes into this spectacular match. Inverted atomic drop. And Austin is in pain. Austin is hurt. They tie up. Irish ribbon on the ropes. Triple H, a clothesline. We're running Stone Cold, and Stone Cold is on his knees. He's out, but he gets up and punches Triple H. Punches him again, third time. Triple H blocked it and reversed it, and Austin is back down on the canvas. Ah, Triple H is teeing up. He runs at him. Austin reverses a sleeper. Triple H is in a sleeper hold. No, 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 no. Get out. Do not tap. Oh, he got out. They tie up. Oh, pile driver! Triple H with the pile driver! Yes, Austin's up! What's he doing? He's just holding him. He's just holding him up. Spike him! There it is! Huge spike! And a crotch shot for good measure. The crowd is loving this. Triple H in control. Austin gets up. What's he doing? He's looking for a... Oh, it's like a... I don't know what that is. Some sort of suplex. And he's giving him the multi-chops. Oh, we could be seeing a pedigree. It could be pedigree time. Austin. Oh, Triple H kicked Stone Cold right in the balls. And Stone Cold is down. Stone Cold's down. Tie up. No, Austin. Oh, another kick to the balls. What is Triple H doing? Austin is down. He's hurt. His rattlesnake nuts are black and blue. Austin sitting on the mat getting punched in the face by Triple H. Triple H helps him up to his feet. They tie up. And he's got him. Oh, he's going to suplex. A big suplex. He's holding him up. Vertical base. Look, the strength of Triple H. Unmatched. He slams him down to the mat. Austin holding his back. The DX crotch chops galore. The crowd is loving it. He's picking him up. Maybe a pedigree time. He's got him tied up. Another kick to the balls. What is Triple H? He's torturing his groin. A man's groin can only take so much. Oh, he's got him in a pedigree. He's looking for it. Slam down, pedigree. This could be right. This could be it right here. This could be it right here. He lays on him. One, two, three. Got him. It's over. Triple H. $50, Craig. Here is your winner. The new proud owner of Craig's $50 bill, the Ghost of Gamer Past! Yeah. What a win. All right, I just turned the console off. Oh, what a match. Triple H, the game, wins. Oh, $50. Look at this. That's, where'd my bill go? Yes, $50 bill. Oh, man, there's no double or nothing today. I don't think so. We don't have time for another. We're like 50 minutes in to the broadcast here. People are going to be tuning out. I hope everyone gambling at home, I know... Poorly set up, another poorly executed bit on the GOGP show. What else can you expect? It's a podcast. You know, we're just practicing for the real thing eventually. Once you move on, you graduate out of broadcasting, what do you do? Oh, excuse me. What do you do? Yeah, you do a morning show on live TV. That's the next progression, and that's what we're working up to. Craig and I are unstoppable at this point. Innovating the game. We're changing the way people see live podcasting sporting events. Maybe we'll do Mortal Kombat next time. How about we do a little bit of everyone's favorite segment here on the show? What's that? Headline porn. Headline porn. What's that? Well, that's where I read the headlines. It's sort of like the news. You know, everyone needs to be in the loop. Everyone needs to be informed, especially in these scary times. It's good to be informed. Unless you can't handle it, then you don't want to be. But... headline porn is all fluff. They could be accurate headlines. They could be misleading. They could just be fear inoculating. They can be anything. You don't know. You don't know. That's why I read it. It's porn. You don't know what you're going to get. You could be watching just something standard and then all of a sudden you're watching some incest stuff going on. You don't need that. You don't need that. I think Craig changed it up a bit. He's got some... ugh. A little gassy. I think I have to poop. Craig changed it up. He's got some music for the headline porn. Here we go. Hit the music, bub. Headline porn time. Loading. Here we go. what Chris Godwin got from Tom Brady for his number 12 jersey. Are your Zoom calls really private? Titans agree to terms with Jack Crawford. Here's a report. NBA discussing Las Vegas as potential quarantine site to finish the season. Yeah. Rockstar to donate 5% of in-game purchases to COVID-19 relief efforts. Kyle Allen opens up about Panthers' locker room reaction to Ron Rivera firing. A couple more here. Langford expands COVID-19 response to include all of West Shore home testing. I don't know what that means. Raiders show interest in Michigan linebacker Josh Uche. Everyone needs to know that. Conor McGregor versus Tony Ferguson on April 18th. Hints, John Kavanaugh. Yeah. FDA approves 2-minute novel coronavirus antibody testing kit. Xbox giving away limited edition Sonic the Hedgehog Xbox One console. I could use that. Microsoft, you're listening. Here's the only player Jason Tatum thought was better entering NBA draft. Let's do one more. NBA Players Union discusses opening season in empty stadiums, and that'll do it. That's your headline porn for this episode. We're going to end it. Turn this off. How do we gracefully exit this? There we go. Perfect. That was a nice little fade out. It's like we know what we're doing. And I think that's going to end it. Next show we'll have a guest. We have a guest booked for later in the week. I think it'll be the next show. Basically how the shows go, Craig will just give me a full sheet of notes and I'll say, hey, let's do the show. There really is no schedule. These are all little, they're all little treats. Each show is a little treat from me to you, from me and Craig to you. So just enjoy it while it lasts. Season 2. Yeah. Of the GOGP show.